recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and this is Rick, and I want to welcome you to the Talk Shoe Call. It is the 16th of January, 2012, and this is the AR Library Call. So, first question, toxic friends and family. Dear Rick, I find myself in a situation where my wife's family and closest friends are actively rooting against our marriage. In the first 6 months following D-Day, she communicated so much of our personal business and said so many negative things about me that I fear these relationships will be forever damaged. At 8 months, we are still working to save our marriage and family, but I fear that her friends and family are a consistent pull for her in the wrong direction. What do you do when friends and family become poisoned against the marriage as a result of an affair? I should note that I am the hurt spouse. You know, that is a pretty common problem. And at some point, you and your mate may have to make some decisions about what you're going to do with friends and family. I have had situations where the person who did the talking, you know, really did have to go back to those people and correct their perceptions. And I've also had situations where literally some of those relationships never were truly restored. It was just one of the consequences of their actions. If you've taken EMS online, you'll know that one of the definitions we use of forgiveness is that forgiveness is agreeing to live with the consequences of another person's sin. Well, at one level, you know, her actions have caused a certain number of consequences. And I would say, especially as the hurt spouse, that if she would clarify partially what has gone on, that it may help. I don't know exactly what she told them, but it's not uncommon for someone who is been unfaithful to really blame their mate for what they have done as a way of pushing away their guilt. And sometimes those relationships can be restored if your mate is willing to go to those people and really clarify what she did in order to, or what he did, whichever it is, in order to help them begin to see that, you know, it wasn't your fault. But that's a matter of them taking personal responsibility. So hopefully that will be of some help as you try to work through this. Number two, in my studies, I run across this alternative since my husband does not want to do therapy. I know I've given him an option of a 90-day structured separation with sessions with a therapist, and he's turned that down. He's coming around more and initially calling me sometimes, and will be helping me with my surgery at the end of January. Please advise about the description below. Couples therapeutic meditation. Relationships are often plagued by disagreements, extramarital affairs, silent tensions, overt arguments. This toxic relationship environment leads to feelings of unhappiness and dissatisfaction that festers for years and may lead to a breakup or divorce. Couples therapy mediation is a brief, solution-focused, results-oriented approach to reclaiming your relationship and building a better future. Couples therapy mediation is a short-term focused process that relieves emotional distress and resolves disputes through healing cooperative dialogue. You're guided to identify the present-day issues and find solutions that work best for your relationship. A future-oriented, solution-focused approach engenders hope and facilitates behavior change. Commonly mediated issues include her needs versus his needs, affection and sex, infidelity, addictive behaviors, money management, parenting practices, division of labor, choice and religion, living arrangements, career plans, expectations and relationships, family and friends, and personal health and hygiene. CMT is not marital therapy or marriage counseling, which tends to rehash and relive negative experiences. There is no diagnosis, assessment, or treatment of illness or disability in hopes of solving marital problems and achieving a better relationship. Through dispute resolution approaches, the future behavior change, CTM, provides building blocks and a firm path to to a happier and more satisfying relationship in marriage. CMT is the sound alternative to marriage counseling. So I believe the question at the beginning was, please advise, would this be helpful? A lot of times, I think it's going to be very specific to the particular couple's situation. In this situation, it depends on how much gridlock is the issue that's creating, I think, the problem for the couple. And gridlock just means that there are specific issues that have been unsolvable, leaving one or the other couples bitter, resentful, and so they've kind of withdrawn as a way of doing that, they've just become hopeless in another sense. So in a situation like that, I would say that sort of therapeutic mediation can be helpful. However, that sort of thing, if somebody is holding on to past wounds and is having trouble feeling safe in the relationship, that sort of approach isn't necessarily helpful. So I would say it can be useful in some situations and not so helpful in others. So with that being said, that's the last of the questions for today. I want to thank everybody for calling in, and I certainly hope everybody has a good week. I look forward to the comments for next Monday. To life.